Greetings, Kuyas and Kuyets. Welcome to another episode of the Casting Couch podcast. Do you want to use your real name?
Sure thing.
All right. We have Sure Thing on the podcast. Just kidding. What's your name and state your business?
My name is Denise Castillo, also known as Shy Twin, also known as Denise Castillo Girl. Also known as Young Gemini.
Whoa.
And I am, what am I? I'm a lesbian. Oh wait, is it business? Oh.
If your business is lesbianism, then yeah.
Yeah, lesbianism and yeah, that's it. Boba-ism.
Nice, 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 nice. And where are we at right now?
We're at Drip with two P's.
Drip, drip?
Drip,
with the. Yeah, you know the show, we gotta have a random drink, which has nothing to do with the couch, but cheers. I got the, what is it? Cochata? Cold brew horchata, whatever bullshit name they gave it, but it's pretty fine. What do you got?
I think mine is called the Earl Cream, which I don't know why they just couldn't call it Earl Grey, like a normal Earl Grey tea, because it's pretty much the same thing, but
yeah. Earl Cream, is it creamy or...
There's creamy undertones, you know, what they the shit they say at Drip. But drip. It's just regular Earl Grey. It's pretty good.
Would you order it again?
No.
No. All right, so, all right, I got a few questions for you.
Let's do it.
All right. So, all right, I got a topic for you. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready. All
right. So, text messages in a relationship. If you delete some... I'm eating a cookie, by the way. If you delete messages so your significant other doesn't see it, yikes. Is that considered cheating?
Oh, wow. That's a topic.
Is deleting cheating?
You know what? Honestly, I think it depends on the context. What's the background situation? Like, is it from someone...
Let's say past lover.
Okay.
But you're completely over them. And it's nothing, like, suggestive. It's just that they're your past lover.
If it's nothing suggestive, I feel like... Yes. It's kind of sus to delete text messages. But maybe, like, people defend it saying, like, oh... I mean, if there's nothing going on or, like, things are better left unseen because, you know, it might upset your current anyways.
Yeah, if you're hiding it for that reason. Like,
but, like, if you're doing it with sus intentions and you know that, like, maybe you shouldn't be talking that way, then yeah. Then
it's def cheating.
Hold
on, pause. I'm eating this cookie and it's fucking messy.
Is it good? Is it good?
Yeah, this one. Here.
Is it salty?
It's very salty. What is it called? The fudge? Salted fudge cookie. Oh,
damn, she's dark.
That's
she's
like falling
dark
apart.
And soft. Oh fuck. Oh yeah, this is falling apart.
I even introduced myself. I'm Josh. Your favorite host. Your radio show ho. Yeah, I deleted messages. Does that mean I cheated?
I don't think... Okay, but why?
I don't even know what I said. But... I definitely wouldn't flirt with another girl if I'm in a relationship. But I think it's just the fact that they are my ex. Just be like, why?
I don't think that's, like, cheating, per se. That's, like, such a heavy label. But, like, that definitely is, like, sus.
Okay, how about this? Actually happened. True story. I was with a girl. It was my birthday, and we're walking around. Having a good time. And then my ex texts me, happy birthday. I didn't say anything.
You cheated.
Fuck.
End of story.
Okay.
I'm just
kidding. Well, there we solved it. But, no, but yeah. She texted me. Like, there's no prior conversation. It had been, like, years since we've talked. But I just get the text, and then the girl I was with saw the text. Is that bad?
No. I don't think that's bad. Wait, but
yeah,
like, why would
me,
that be
right?
bad? Also, she just said happy birthday.
I don't know, but I got in a lot of trouble, so that's why I bring it up.
Did she get mad because, like, you didn't block her number or something?
Or she's like, just like, why is she texting you?
Why would she be mad at you? Because
I was born. I don't know.
Because you were born? I'm sorry. No, I definitely don't think that's cheating. Because it's just happy birthday. But then if she was like, happy birthday, I miss you, then that's like,
fuck. True. So, yeah. Bottom line is context. This cookie is fucking gross. Or, like, it's good.
But it's like, gross.
It's gross. Damn it.
Your hands are all slippery now.
Yeah, no, they're, like,
you want sticky. Napkin? Here. There's cheese on it.
Yeah, the napkin you use. I'm down. Where's the cheese?
In the napkin.
Oh.
It disintegrated as oil.
Also, did you see the Joker movie?
Ooh, Le Joker. Le Joker.
The Joker food. Honestly,
you know what? Okay, what? Yeah, I saw the Joker, but I feel like I'm not like a valid movie critic because like I don't watch that many movies and shows, so I could be like, I don't know. Like I thought it was good. I personally thought it was good, but I don't know if it's because like I just don't watch enough movies because I've also heard other things about that movie,
such as
this movie was boring.
Wait, spoiler alert, by the way. If you haven't watched it, watch it. But. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, like, oh man, we can't even say skip to timestamp right now. Spoilers in this. Anyways, yeah, so I've heard things like, oh, this was boring. This had no storyline. Like, and I've also heard like other major stuff, like political things that I was like, whoa.
Like,
which, like, I heard like some people that I know were like, oh, this movie sucks because like, they showed the biography or whatever of Joker and was kind of having the audience sympathize with him instead of like having the audience be like, whoa, this guy's actually a villain and he's bad. And so having people sympathize with him and like therefore justifying why he does what he does.
People are too fucking sensitive. If you wanted to feel like that,
that's exactly what I thought.
Watch fucking Batman where he beats up the Joker. God, this is Joker movie.
That's exactly what I thought. And I was like, people are thinking too much about this. Like, the acting was amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
it was really a good film. If you think it's fucking weird or stuff like that, like, there's a lot of shallow-minded people, then you're fucking shallow.
Yeah, like, they're just like, I think they're just sensitive with the times. Like, maybe the scene where he, like, it wasn't even like, yeah, he shot someone, but how many action movies have you seen where they, excuse me, shoot each other? Damn, that cookie came back, but...
smell it.
You smell it, really? No. Nah, but yeah, I was like, bro, like, okay, whatever. He shoots someone on a talk show, like, on live television. Like, one, it's a comic, get over it. Two, it's a movie, get over it.
Mm-hmm.
And three, again, like, action movies. Oh my god, there's an action movie that had guns. Are you gonna cry over that?
I think people were putting too much politics behind it.
Yeah.
Especially, like, I get it. Like, there's a lot of shootings that are going on right now. Like, maniacs, psychopaths. Like, I get it. And this was released and stuff like that. But I don't think the goal was to have people sympathize. I don't know.
A lot of people...
I think it highlights more of mental illness.
So yeah, I was just about to say that. Wow. Yeah. You took the word out of my mouth. But, yeah, it felt like a more, like, awareness thing. Like, he was actually just... Well, like, he's a regular dude, but yeah, his living situation was kind of messed up. He was lied to his whole life. And... I don't even think... He didn't really have a mental illness, right? He just got beat. And then, so, like, the trauma. Was that why he had this?
Yeah, thing? I was actually going to ask you, because, like, I was trying to keep up with the actual details of the storyline.
Because,
like, he was adopted, no?
Yeah.
So, like, so that even, whole like, psychosis stuff with, like, him his and mom. His neighbor.
Oh.
And, like, remember?
Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah, how, yeah, yeah.
Like, does that mean he does have psychosis? Or, like...
I don't even know. People were saying, like, you know how he, like, put himself in the fridge?
Yeah.
And they're saying that that's where the movie ended. And the rest of it wasn't real because, like, the girl wasn't real and all that.
Oh, really?
That's one of the theories. Like, maybe it actually didn't happen. Because, like, after the fridge, then he gets the phone call from the talk show saying, like, oh, we want you on the air. Holy shit. Fuck, loud car. But he probably has a big old cock. But anyways.
That's nasty.
Yeah, that's a bad word. That's a with that word for sure. But, no, yeah, like, yeah, after the fridge, he gets the phone call to be on the talk show, and, like, that was pretty, like, random, but...
Wait, because, like, after the whole, like, disillusion of, like, the neighbor, that girl, I literally started doubting, like, the entire movie. I was like, wait, like, what's real? And, like, what was an illusion? Like, is this talk show real? I thought the ending was going to be, like, him actually being on the talk show and killing the guy was actually, like, all in fake. His head, too. Yeah, but then it didn't. So then I was like, okay.
But I felt like the whole, like, rioting was a little extreme. Like, I thought it was weird, like, the...
Yeah, that was too much.
Yeah, or, like, that they sided with him so strongly. Like, what did he even do? Like... Oh, someone with the clown mask shot people from Wayne Enterprises. Like, oh, yeah, because, I don't know. Like, I felt like that was a stretch. Like, how people were siding with the shooter.
Yeah, it's like, that was too much.
Yeah, it's like, I can't even understand it. Like, and I sided with the Joker the entire movie. But, yeah, so I mean, that was one thing I'd change. But, I mean, they had to do that for the whole mob thing. And then... Someone spoiled it for me. I was kind of upset about, like, like, my coworker was like, oh, did you watch Joker? It was the first day it came out. I was like, no. And then he was pretending, like, messing around, like, you know, pretending to say spoilers. And then he started saying things, and I thought he was joking. And I took it as a joke. But then, like, stuff he said was actually in the movie. I was like, he's like, yeah, Batman is still a baby in this one. And I was like, oh, ha, ha, ha. But then he's actually in the fucking movie. I was like, oh, you fucking bitch.
Yo, that's
like,
annoying.
Like, it wasn't major to the storyline. It didn't spoil anything, but, like, it kind of ruined it for me. Annoying, like, it's something, like, I'd want to be surprised by. It's like, oh, shit. Master Bruce.
I mean, I was surprised. But, anyway, I don't know if this was, like, just me, but, like, during the movie, you know how there's, like, always, like, basically, like, stills of him? Like, zoom-ins or, like, him looking at himself in the mirror and shit like that. I was like, oh my god, is this the scene where he's gonna, like, cut his smile? Oh. And I kept waiting for that every single scene. And I was like, it didn't happen throughout the whole movie.
You're a fool.
And I was like, this is it. But then he never does it, so.
True. Dang, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, I was waiting for it. I was like, oh my god, is he gonna cut his face right now? And he doesn't do it.
Did you get the dancing? I didn't understand the dancing. You know, I just randomly just started.
But, I didn't get that either.
Oh, dang. Well, homework.
Maybe it's artsy things.
Yeah, or, like, it's some symbolic, like... I felt like it was some kind of book shit, you know, that in English class they're like... have you seen that tweet? It's like, oh, the curtains were blue. Like, it says that in a book. And then the teacher's explanation, curtains were blue because blue represents relaxation and...
Super analysis. Like, unidentifiable metaphor. That's so stupid.
What the fuck? Like, it's just blue.
Maybe, actually. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it does represent something.
Yeah, the dancing for sure, but the curtains, no. Oh, but what's that called? If you listen to my first, or maybe the first few episodes of my podcast, which I highly recommend that you don't, because I don't like them. But, like, the whole message was, like, I'm probably wrong, but I feel like I said I wanted to make this podcast for, like, the normal people because, like, blah, 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 high school. Like, I wasn't in any clique or anything, or, like, whatever, but you know, you could still do cool shit even though, like, I don't know, like, I wasn't in, like, the jock group or, like, the nerds or whatever. Like, I literally had, like, no title. I was like, okay, I'm just coasting.
Weren't you an Ilipino?
No, the fuck. No, but seriously, like, I hated all the groups. I'd honestly be by myself for the most part, and, like, not even to be like, oh, that's so sad, Josh, whatever. Like, no, I just didn't really, like, identify with this whole crowd of Filipinos. Like, the people I did hang out with, like, the people that were, like, in the locker next to me and their group, it was all, like, the Filipinos, those Filipinos, but I wouldn't, like, I didn't enjoy hanging out with them. But yeah. What I'm pretty much saying is that, like, okay, the Joker movie is pretty much, like, a normal dude. His whole speech, actually, his whole monologue is my first fucking episode of the podcast.
Really?
Yeah, so when I was watching it, I was like, oh my god, like,
you're like, I'm scared.
I'm the Joker.
I'm gonna say, you, like, fucking paint your face right now.
Seriously, all you regular hoes out there like me, I don't know what I was gonna
say. I'm a clown.
Yeah, we're all clowns. All right, I got a music question for you. We gotta analyze this.
All right, let me
analyze. Why are Filipinos obsessed with 90s R&B? Why do you think that?
I'm like getting like Rewind Mansion flashbacks right now.
You've been?
No, I haven't been. Oh, but I've been asked to spin there like four times.
Why
didn't
you go?
I've never even been.
That's pretty good exposure.
For
the Philams,
you know,
shout out episode 4.
That's a really good question. Why are they?
I don't know. For well, for me, I'm a fan. I'm not saying it's whack or nothing, but I like 90s R&B because that's kind of what I grew up on. I have older siblings, so like that's what they would bump. So I'm like, okay, it makes me feel nostalgic.
I feel like 90s R&B is what I initially like listened to growing up because I remember literally being in like second and third grade watching MTV when they used to have like
music videos playbacks.
Yeah. It would literally be like MTV. Everyone, like I don't know, Lloyd.
Yeah, I still love that show. Did you ever see that one where it's like it shows more four music videos and you have to find out what's in common between the four?
Yes,
dude, I love that one.
Yeah, and like nobody else in my grade was listening to that shit, so I felt like I was the only one growing up with R&B. And then after that, I got all fucking into emo, screamo music.
Who showed you the 90s R&B? Or, like, do you remember when you first came across? Were you just flipping through channels?
I was literally just on MTV, and I was like, oh. Like, I mainly vibed with, like, the music video style and their fashion. And I was like, oh, this is really nice. And then, like, obviously the R&B sounded really good, too. So, yeah, I agree. It makes you feel nostalgic listening to it now. Because I just think about, like, watching it when nobody else really knew about it, especially my age.
But why Filipinos?
I don't fucking know.
Anyways, this episode is sponsored by 143. I'm a regular there. You know, just love it. 143.
Oh my god, I've never even been to 143.
We should go. Halloween.
I feel like I'm gonna see way too many people there.
It's okay, you can wear a costume. You won't get recognized. By the way, like, this will probably come out. Shit, this will be before Halloween. Fuck it. Well, I was planning on being Edna Mode for Halloween with the wig. But
did you hear the theory that Edna Mode is Filipino? Is that fucking why? Because she looks like a
No,
tika?
I just wanted to be Edna Mode because of the wig that I had. But then someone else is using it for their costume. I have to buy a new one. But it's cool. I'll invest in a wig.
Me and Crystal are going to be... Do you watch Demon Slayer?
I do. Are you going to be...
I was going to be Tyler.
And then is she going to be the sister?
No, somebody said that. And they're like, damn, that's some incest shit. But I was like, nah, dude, she wants to be... The lightning the one. The one with, like, red and green.
Oh,
like
he's that. Tight. Yeah. He's my favorite. The teacher... The one that was trying to kill the sister in the beginning.
Yeah. So,
you watch it?
I don't watch it.
I'm surprised.
I'm fake. But I need a costume, so... I'm just going to wear the cape, the checkered...
Yeah, that one's pretty cool.
Or whatever.
Did you see... I guess Brandon Urie streams Panic at the Disco. Brandon Urie?
Wait, I think I saw this on Twitter. Like, yeah. He talks about Demon Slayer. Yeah,
he played the song.
Yeah,
he's like, you guys know this song? And then he plays it and he's all dancing.
Dude, that's sick.
I was like, so random.
That's so cute.
It's so crazy that, like, they're into even the theme song of, like, stuff like that.
I didn't even know, like, Brandon Urie would know that stuff.
Yeah. And I didn't even know he streams. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and that.
I didn't even know what he was streaming. It was just him sitting in, like, his living room.
I love Brandon Urie.
He's the best. But I was not impressed with the... He has a song with Taylor Swift. Yeah, like, that's sellout money.
What's happening there?
I mean, he's been sold out, but whatever.
His main talent. What happened?
I don't know. I'd still suck. Anyways, did you see... but what's that called? So, yeah, he's into the theme song. What I noticed recently is that, like, a lot of people are into, like, more songs than I could think. Like, what I'm pretty much saying is, like, people are talking about, oh, like, the video game soundtrack was good, or, like, the anime soundtrack. And it's like, dude, you guys actually, like, I don't know. For me, I found that kind of shocking because I, like, really, like, take music seriously. But I never really, like, even notice other songs that's not, like, intended for play. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So, I don't know, you ever notice that? Or people, you ever hear people say that? It's like, what the fuck? Oh, I really like this anime theme song. And they, like, start singing it. I was like, it's not even English. How do you even...
Yeah, how do you know this? And then you start questioning yourself, like, what the fuck?
I was like, damn, are these,
how
like...
How come I don't listen to this shit?
Do I really like music? What is this? Like,
am I missing out? LOL, we work the same in that console. I feel you.
But, like, even, like, anime music, I just fucking skip it. So, it's, like, I want to watch the show.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, like, I mean, I'll listen to it for the first time. Yeah, but, like, I don't know. Like, why would I listen to the same song, like...
You're all trying to memorize it now?
Yeah. But now I know it because people are talking about it. I was like, okay, maybe I'll let this play. But even then.
I feel you.
But it's cool. I'm glad. Music fans.
Wait, you never like got back to the theory of why
Filipinos.
Filipino people listen to music. Like, wait, why?
But it's a thing, right? Like, a lot of Filipinos like aren't 90s.
Yes. I think a safe assumption for a Filipino you just meet is that they listen to R&B.
Oh yeah, for sure. I really can't get to the bottom of it though, because like, I mean, our common answer is nostalgia, but there's no way every Filipino listens to it. Like, given there's like some people at 143 that aren't Filipino, but the vast majority is Philams.
That's fucking weird.
I don't know. Like, is it like the beats are just like calming? You think it has to do with like parenting, like the crazy parenting, and it's something relaxing?
Well, oh yeah, maybe. Yeah.
It's a good contrast.
It's a good contrast. Yeah, family dynamics.
But even then, it's so specific. Like, you could listen to jazz. I mean, I found myself listening to a lot of, like, because of my dad, he'd play The Wave.
94.7 The Wave.
So smooth.
If you were on The Wave, how would you introduce
As a radio host?
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know. Their voice is so deep.
Exactly.
Are they the ones that say smooth jazz?
Yeah.
Smooth jazz in our... 91. I'm trying to like put myself in the thing right now. You are now listening to I do that shit on my fucking on Thoughts with Josh, if you guys know what I'm talking about. Alright, here we go. Yeah, what's up, baby? You are now listening to The Bone Zone. Today we got our first boner.
I fucking hate you.
The wave. Hey, I would not do it normally. 94.7. Hey.
That would fuck up my morning if I was driving to work and I heard.
It's like so unsettling because it's not what you're used to. 94.7.
That's
people are probably like looking at whatever their phones. What the fuck happened? Did it stop?
Put up the volume. Like, yeah. What?
What happened to the recording? Right, how would you do it?
I would do the same shit. I was just gonna say.
Let's hear it.
I'm not good at improvising, but I was gonna do the 94.7 and then pause. No, the way.
Wow, you're actual gay.
No, I'm lesbian.
Alright, so what's the conclusion? Family contrast? Dynamic, whatever?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I literally can't think of an answer
for
that.
Yeah, you know, I even picked the question, and I didn't even think about it.
That's what I thought about right now, too. But then you answered more than I did, so.
Flips. What else are Filipinos commonly into? Why the ukulele?
Ukulele, maybe because it's small.
It's like portable.
Filipinos
have small
hands. Maybe. Also super simple to play.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking like portable wise, because you know, everyone plays guitar, but they ain't gonna bring that everywhere. Like some people do, but.
Okay, I was that bitch in high school that brought ukuleles around and played.
I'm pretty sure I brought my guitar once, just because like my homies did.
We could happen. I'm sorry. I can't deny
I'm glad you bring that up. Okay, what about like those artists like AJ Raphael and like?
Okay, I think it's because like AJ Raphael is Filipino, and he was the first guy that like actually made it. I'm doing air quotes right now because I actually don't like AJ Raphael. He's an asshole. But anyways.
But he's a household name in the Filipino American.
Like the millennial age.
Yeah.
And so I feel like that's why people are into him. Because then if you like actually listen to his music, was it good?
I honestly don't know, except for She Was Mine, and I only know because Jesse Barrera, my boy.
And I only know Jesse Barrera because of My American Heart.
Yeah,
and
but
I only know My
But that's the thing, like, I don't think a lot of Filipinos know My American Heart. Like, yeah, their fan base is probably Filipino, but it's not like AJ Raphael level where like everyone knows who that is. They're like, well, who's My American Heart? Imagine it's called My Filipino Heart. I would have fucking killed myself.
I know. No, you would still be in the crowd, Josh.
Yeah. Yo, fuck. He's my hero. The lead singer, Larry.
Oh, yeah. I remember when you, like, got hard over Larry when you went.
Oh, yeah, dude. Like, he's my idol. like for the looks and stuff, I was like, dude, this guy's fucking cool. He looks different than most Filipinos.
Dude, going back to the chain reaction was a fucking trip. It seriously. Was like flashbacks to like back in high school.
Yeah, I felt like I was a kid again.
But yeah, it was fucking hot and small like per usual.
Wait, you've been to chain reaction before?
Yeah, I have. Oh. There was, well, not for My American Heart, yeah, but there was this famous, not famous, but like local band in Dimebar High called Girls at War.
Oh.
Do you know Girls at War? Yeah, they had a show, like a couple of shows at Chain Reaction, and I went to one because I knew the drummer. Mm. The drummer was like my camp leader.
That's hot.
Yeah. So.
Was he hot?
No. Oh. If he's listening to this, then fuck.
It's okay.
I mean, he had nice calves.
Them bass calves. Double bass.
He had those, yeah.
That's hot.
Double B. Double bass calves.
But DBC. Ew. He got them DBCs.
But yeah, he was so nice. And then Remy was a lead singer. She was cool.
She's a girl.
Good vocals. Yeah, but she was kind of like androgynous. Like she looked, I don't know. You couldn't really tell. She was a girl. But she definitely identified as like
a dude.
Not dude. But her style was androgynous. I don't think she like.
What's that mean? I'm thinking of Armageddon.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. Yeah,
she identifies as a meteor.
Her hair looked like a meteor. It was fucking puffy.
It was fire. Super teased scene.
Anyways, yeah.
Chain reaction. I was tight. I was crying on the inside. Like, I legit can die happy now because I saw them live.
Yeah, that was cool.
I still have the posters in my room. I haven't, like, hung it up. It's still rolled up. Tori Kelly. You okay?
What about fucking Tori Kelly?
Oh, she came out.
Yeah, I know.
But also random.
It's because of Jesse Barrera.
Yeah.
Barrera.
But I just didn't think she'd be there. And like, it's just random.
Tori Kelly at the Chain Reaction.
I'm watching like, Tori Kelly at Chain Reaction tomorrow.
Just a Grammy winner.
She won a Grammy?
She did for like best gospel album or some shit. Or soul, which I didn't even know she made gospel or soul.
Yeah, honestly don't really know her songs, just the one she did with Jesse Barrera.
Yeah,
you want to sing it for
no fuck that. But
did anyone respond to your tweet earlier?
No, I deleted it.
Oh really?
Because
no one responded.
It's fine, you know. What other hot topics you got?
Hot topics. The best store ever.
Okay, hot topic.
That shit has changed for sure.
What do you mean?
Because it used to be, I feel like I might have talked about this on the pod already, but it used to be scary before. Like,
I feel like there's a lot more weeb stuff now.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, exactly. So before, I used to be scared to go in it. There used to be like fire outside of it, like a little gargoyle. And then
Barb's like, right outside.
She's the greeter. Welcome to hot topic. But, like, yeah, I'd be scared. Like, as a kid, I'd be like, okay, I don't want to go in there. Like, they look scary. They all have piercings and, like, crazy tattoos and look like they want to kill you. Now they added lights. The fuck? Now you can see inside.
Now they have light.
Yeah. Now you can see inside.
It still smells like pine trees in there, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They have
a
scent.
The woodsy smell.
But then, yeah, they have, like, Naruto stuff. Like, the fuck?
Yeah, now everybody loves goth girls.
Is that a thing right now?
Yeah.
I've always been down.
RAR XD is back.
I miss going in there and like buying band shirts.
Yeah, I used to buy band shirts all the time.
I just like browse and like, man.
I remember I got my first all-time low shirt then. It was yellow. Who the fuck buys yellow? God. And I was a brown Filipino fat kid.
Banana.
Yeah. I look like a banana.
You still have the shirt?
For sure. I do. Actually, no, I think Eleanor has it. We switched all-time low shirt.
Who is that?
Oh, my God.
Hey, what's up, baby? If you're listening to this, you just said the magic word.
But yeah, we switched shirts. And what? I have her blue one now.
It's still all-time. Still all-time
it's low. Still all-time low. Mm. And hella small.
What else did you get?
I got Boys Like Girls. Just like during my... I don't know, it's questionable. Vans Warped Tour at 4th grade.
Oh, you went?
I went. I moshed. I got punched in the face.
2000, what is that, 6?
2006.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like in the mosh pit. I was like the only like preteen in a sea of like older people.
That's so crazy. Actually, the same one my friend was asking me to go. He's like, Josh, you want to go war tour? And like, I didn't understand what he was saying.
Warp tour though.
Why, anyways, does it suck now or what?
No, like it's done.
Oh really?
They had their last tour.
Really? When is this?
Sad. Like, I think like last year.
Oh shit. But yeah. Anyways, rest in peace. But yeah, my I was in middle school. They're like, Josh, want to go war tour this year? One, I don't know what you're saying.
Are you speaking to a fucking gargoyle?
Like, honestly, yeah, gargoyle outside of Hot Topic. But, no, yeah, I was just so confused. I was like, can you repeat that? And, like, I also have, like, pretty bad hearing. But I was like,
what?
I was like, can you repeat it again? He's like, war tour. I was like, what are you doing with your mouth? Like, I don't even know. But... and I'm sorry I didn't go, but if I did, I could have seen you. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
As kids.
I would have been the only, like, child there. I'd
been like, who the fuck is that? I'm not that much older than you, so.
Yeah, but still. Yeah, it was a good-ass time, though.
Whoop.
Why does it sound like you're doing some screamo bit right now?
I want to be in a screamo band. That should be so fun.
Can you scream?
No, I don't want. Not right now. But
that would be bad.
I would kind of be scared, actually. Like, I don't know what kind of people go to those shows. You know what I'm saying?
There's this one, Code Orange. You know that band?
Actually, never heard of it.
It's, like, a band that would be at Bands Warped Tour, and apparently their shows are so deadly that people get sent to hospitals because of how hard they mosh. And they actually have, like, already preset, like, policemen in there.
Oh, gosh.
Because, like, people get knocked the fuck out. Like, they're coming with blood all over their shirts and all this shit.
I'm shaking my head right now. I don't understand. Like, as much as I, like, fucking vibe with a song, fool, like, I can never get hurt, you know? Like, I don't want that. I love my life, fool. R&B, fool.
Oh, my God. I hate you.
Philippines, eh? But.
Speaking of the Philippines, they just had a 6.4 earthquake.
No way. When, today?
In Mindanao, like, 12 hours ago.
Oh, shit. Anything crazy? Like, was there, like, buildings broke down?
I don't know. I saw it on Twitter.
Oh, shit.
I scrolled. Okay.
Oh.
I was like, oh, just another one.
Damn, when's the last time you've been? Did you go recently?
3 years ago.
Oh, shit. That's not long at all.
Yeah, it was recent. I miss it.
Did you go as a kid?
No. That was my first time.
Oh, going. Shit. Okay, yeah.
I'm glad because, like, I'm more mentally aware and, like, mature enough to know that I was there and process everything. Because, like, everybody I've talked to, like, has been there, like, when they're, like, 8 years old or, like, 5, and they barely know shit.
That's actually the 2 times I went.
Really? 8 and 5?
Yeah, 8 right. And something. Oh. Maybe 5 or 6. But, dude, I mean, I remember it.
It's so developed now. Not that I've been there when it wasn't, but, like, it just looks like L.A., nice.
It was like mad smoggy though, was it?
Yeah
and
it was fucking, the air is so thick,
it's gross, and it's like mad humid.
Could not breathe, like, it's just too much.
Was there a lot of Epis out there?
There's Epis, dude.
It was fucking nasty.
Tell the fans what Epis is.
La cucaracha, food, like, fuck, food, like, this is nasty, and they're big
Epis.
And they like all of them fly out there. Did I tell
you there's some bugs I've never seen out there?
It's like nasty. What? Was it like a beetle?
Yeah. There's beetles. There's ones that look like mosquitoes, but they like jump and they're not mosquitoes.
The fuck?
Like, you think they'd fly, but they jump. I don't know. This weird fucking
bug. I'm like cringing right now.
Yeah,
my
dude.
My pussy hurt. But yeah, so like, so everyone in the Philippines has a driver for some reason. But
that's right. That's true.
Yeah, like, he's like cleaning like the outside of the house. Like, the house where my mom stays at, it was, it's kind of weird. There's like an outdoor area, but it's like covered, so it's kind of outdoors but not really. But it's like a front lawn, let's just say. There's like a canopy type thing, but it's like permanent, like metal, but whatever. So the driver was like cleaning that area, and then he had like sprayed this stuff, so it was like smoky. And then it was me and Justin. We were just like, we didn't know what was happening, so we're just walking outside just chilling, and then we see his dustpan. And it's full of, like, fucking cockroaches.
Ew, dude.
Yeah, and then it's foggy because he sprayed this, like, cockroach like attracting like a spray. Thank so it gets him out, and then like he kills him, and then like of course he's gonna like put it together and like throw it away, whatever. But like when you go outside, there's like roaches just flying out from like the openings of the patio, because it's not fully covered. So it's just like they're flying down. We're like, oh like my god, it was a nightmare.
That's
like
disgusting.
We had like what was it, Pepsi Blue?
And oh it was, my like, god.
We just, I just remember because it was fucking traumatic. But we're just walking outside, like okay, whatever. And the driver's like, you should go inside. I'm like, why? And then like we just see his shit, of course, with the fucking roaches. And then yeah, dude, there's like swarms. Like he's just like whacking them, like whack-a-mole style. Like that's how many there were.
Swarms.
His dustpan was that's full. Disgusting. It was even like five. It was like a bunch of roaches. And then later that night, like of course it like dissipated and there's nowhere like attracting thingy. But we were like going somewhere for dinner. And then I was going to the car, and then a roach freaking flies on my chest.
Ew, I was like, what?
But like now I'm like whatever about bugs, but I mean I was a kid. It's a lot bigger when you're smaller.
Dude, that's fucking
but yeah, that's my Philippines experience. That's the last thing I really remember. But I wanna
I'm
go
sorry,
there now.
That's
so
like
older.
What you remember.
Well, I mean yeah, I mean I was there for like it was like my grandma's funeral or whatever, but and then like the anniversary. But I wanna go now that I'm older and just see like what's good. Did you go to like did you get fish balls out there?
Dude, they're fire.
Yeah, they're pretty good. I was like, whoa.
They're fucking so good.
Like, I don't understand. And then, but when you have it here, it's like,
Yeah, and like, I don't know. I feel like all the street food there was pretty good. They all look sus, but like, it's good.
Yeah.
As fuck. Did you have like isao? Do you know what that is? It's like intestine.
I've heard the name. Like, I've seen it on a menu, dope. But I don't think.
That got me like shitting for like 3 days straight.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? You shat an intestine.
Intestines going through intestine?
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah.
What was the most memorable thing when you went out there?
Most memorable? I just keep thinking of the fucking isao. But,
that could be your
answer. Oh, we went to Boracay and we went parasailing. It was my mom's first time.
Oh, shit.
And she went with my dad. And they were going up. And literally, my mom was, like, maybe about 30 feet off the ground. Not the ground. The sea.
Uh-huh.
And they were still, they still had to go up. And then she just, like, you could just see her throw up.
Oh!
Like,
God.
Dude, the winds were so, like, I guess, like, super turbulent that, like, she literally threw up. And then, like, you could just see the yak, like, flying in the air, like, into the ocean. And then me and my sister were dying because it was just so funny because she looks like she was having a miserable time. There was other parties in our, like, boat, too. And they were kind of, like, trying not to laugh. It just looks so funny, dude. I felt bad, but, like, damn, that shit was so funny.
Wait, and was she side by side or was she, like, stacked on someone?
No, it's, like, they sat, like next to each other.
Okay.
Yeah, and then they go up and my dad was just looking at her like whoa because like the air was like fucking
oh man.
Dude,
yeah
that's,
it'll for sure get on you still and you're going forward so it's like coming
so
out
so he's like fuck
imagine it's
like
going
legs
out,
are
going
all straight
in.
To the side you just like try not to get hit by that yak but yeah they had to like go down like automatically like right after she yacked the driver was like oh fuck and then like brought her down but
imagine,
I guess that was like, most memorable because it was just so funny dude.
Imagine being on the beach and you're just, like, chilling and then you see, like, stuff popping. It's like, what the
ew,
fuck?
Ew, yeah.
What was
dude,
that?
That's nasty. But that's pretty much what happened.
Oh, did you go on it?
Yeah. Because I get pretty, like, sick, too. But that didn't really faze me.
I'm scared of that
fun.
Shit. Did you ever watch Jurassic Park 3?
No.
I think they're on the island of course, Jurassic Park. And then, what is it? I don't know if it was... I'm probably getting it wrong. I don't know if the people on the parasail got like attacked by pterodactyls or the people on the boat got attacked by whatever sea dinosaurs, but I just would always think of it whenever like I see one. It's like
yeah,
like, okay, obviously there's no dinosaurs in real life, but it's like
yeah,
if you're just like stuck on that shit, like
you're fucking
you're
done.
Stuck
yeah, you're done.
Or like what if the rope comes off and then like you just get caught
stop!
By the wind. It's like oh shit.
Actually I was scared because like when me and my sister went up
like
I don't know if it was, like, the gears or whatever, but, like, you could hear them creaking. And, like, I started yelling. I was like, dude, why does it keep creaking? Like, it sounds like it's gonna rust and, like, unclamp or
yeah.
something. But it was fine. No, what else did we do? We did, like, zip lining and cliff diving.
I remember the picture of you zip lining.
I was like...
I'm gonna find it and that'll be the picture for this podcast.
Oh my god, I would have said it to you, dude. Okay. I post that, everybody put that on their fucking screensaver. Eleanor did, DL did.
Did you say Eleanor? Oh my god. No. Ooh, hey, what's up, baby?
Stop. It was fucking, that was the dumbest fucking picture I've ever taken in my life.
Oh, I have a lot of dumb pictures of you.
Dude, yeah. I have some that I don't even remember sending to you.
I don't even think you sent it to me. I think maybe your sister posted it. I was like, oh, this is good.
Oh my god. She gets me fucked up.
That was so weird seeing her at the party. I was like, you're not.
She got fucked up.
Did she really?
Yeah, she was like on the toilet. Yeah.
At Josh's or your?
At Josh's.
Oh god.
But she was fine. We both opened the next day. It was fucking fine.
Okay, so you just left Nate. Fuck Nature's Juice. Ooh. Just kidding. No, I'm totally kidding. Shout out Nature's Juice.
Shout out.
Just fuck one particular person. If you don't know who it is, it's probably you. Just kidding.
I wanted to know your view on astrology, Josh Reyes.
What do you mean? Like in general?
Yeah.
Okay, so, I mean...
Uh-oh. I'm about to be upset.
No, low-key, like, I've been more into it as of late, but, I don't think the daily ones that you get are very accurate.
No, yeah.
Like, who is writing that? Like, basing it off of what? And there's no way that everyone born on this whatever is going through the exact same thing. But I do agree with, to an extent of, just, like, compatibility, but I don't think it should be your guideline, yeah, per se, of, like,
what horoscopes, like, daily horoscopes is, like, lazy astrology. Like, mm-hmm, that shit's stupid. I never care for that shit, but
like, I'm not gonna trust, like, I don't know who's writing this shit. Like, where are they getting this information, mm-hmm, from? But yeah, but the compatibility charts, like, even though it's kind of the same thing, like, I don't know who's writing it, but like, to an extent, like, from the people I know and the ones that I know their signs, I kind of believe, like, what it is. But at the same time, again, like, you can't, like,
I agree,
live off of that, mm-hmm, be strict about it. But I don't know, so far it's pretty accurate. Are you just gonna say same
thing?
Are
there any signs you vibe with the most?
I mean, going off the charts, what is it?
Going off the charts?
I like that. What's the March one? Is it Aquarius? Hold on, let's pause real quick. Got a little passersby. But, yeah, I think the one that matches with mine, I'm a Gemini. Haha. I get a lot of shit for it, but
Aquarius,
whatever.
Aquarius, yeah, you're most compatible, yeah, with.
Aquarius. And then I thought Taurus was up there, but I don't think it is. It's like, eh. But I find myself close with Tauruses. Shout out Rachel.
Oh my god, I knew it. I was fucking waiting for it because I knew her sign too.
Nah, but shout out to Ty. He was on the podcast. I get along with him pretty well, but there's a lot of times where I just fuck with him and I'm just not in the mood. And it's only him. Like,
Josh.
I don't know, it's like, it's something that just gets on my nerves, but but I love him to death.
Hi, it's Ty. Just,
yeah. Have you met him?
No.
No.
Is he a Taurus?
Yeah.
Ty the Taurus.
But, I don't know. But there's, like, signs where I'm not, like, apparently not supposed to be, like, they're really low scoring. Like,
but then you fuck with them a lot.
Yeah, like Capricorn.
Yeah, right. I, honestly, that's a sign where I really don't know shit about.
I don't think I know many, so. Yeah, that's probably... Yeah, because I know a few. But I'm close to both, and it says, like, I'm not supposed to be. Or, yeah, like... So that's
there's actually really a lot it. Behind astrology. Like, for me, I identify as sun sign Gemini. But I think I'm more of, like, my moon sign, which is, like, Scorpio. Mm-hmm. So I think that affects, like, how you vibe with people, too. And why, like... what it says you're not compatible with is, like, you're actually really compatible with, because, like, maybe other signs in your charts are compatible.
Oh, because it's not, like, the detail.
Yeah.
It's just the
you can't just
general.
Be like, oh, what's your sun sign? Like, oh, I'm not compatible. But, yeah.
Why does everyone use CoStar?
Do you CoStar? Use CoStar is a sham.
Is it?
Yeah.
Do you have it?
I do have it. I just wanted to see what it was. But I think that's kind of... It's like, what do you call that? I don't know. It's like, what do you call that when it's like, is it marketable?
Yeah, they're just like trying to make money off of
it. Yeah, they're just trying to make money
like
off
of it.
Like a
big phenomenon.
It
I mean, a lot of people I know have it.
Yeah, it gives you enough, like, ambiguity. Because, like, a lot of people don't know shit about astrology. So when they go on CoStar, they're like, oh, what are all these, like, charts and, like, all these explanations? But it's actually not that good of a tool. CoStar is just cool to, like, know other people's charts, but the descriptions and stuff, it's just not that good. It's Have you heard of The Pattern?
No, is that another app?
Yes, and it's amazing.
Shout out The Pattern.
Shout out The Pattern. Download it. It'll blow your mind. But, yeah.
What's the difference?
The Pattern isn't astrology-based, but they use, like, your time and place of birth to... Dude, it's crazy. Like, they have a whole profile about yourself. It has nothing to do with astrology, though. And it also tells you your world timing and how long it's going to last. So it might say stuff like, oh, you're in a timing of, like, letting go of your ego, and it's going to last for 87 days.
Oh.
And, like, your timing in the world and, like, your personal timing. It's just really cool, I think.
All right, go download, what's it called? The Pattern?
The Pattern.
Sounds like a horror movie.
Channing Tatum was shocked by this app. Oh. He was like, whoa, this shit is accurate. But yeah.
Channing Tatum.
Can you imagine? He looks like that and his name is Channing Tatum.
You know, if you just call him by his first name, it's just kind of weird. Channing. Hey, Channing.
Chan.
The Channing.
Cha-cha.
Yeah. Cochada? Cochada?
Cochada.
Is this what this drink is?
CoStar.
Can I have the CoStar, please?
Yeah, please get off CoStar.
Alright. Let's give 3 music recommendations. You could do album or
okay,
song.
Now we're getting to good shit.
Wow.
No, we're getting to shit that I could talk about a lot.
Okay.
Okay, you go first.
Whoa, no, I asked you.
Oh, 3?
We could do one and one and then alternate.
Okay.
Like songs that people might not know.
Oh, songs.
Or just anything.
Anything? Okay.
Projects, song, anything.
Whatever recommendations. Right now, shit, that's hard.
I'm a stan. I'll start off.
Go ahead.
But, yeah, I'm a stan, but I feel like how he first started wasn't too hot. Or it was just, like, hard for people to listen. Building up to it. You're actually wearing the shirt. But, yeah, Tyler, the Creator. I'm a huge stan, but yeah, how he first started is a little vulgar. But, yeah, as he progressed, you could see, like, how he's, like, growing and, like, musically and how, like, the song structure and everything is changing. And I wouldn't really say it's, like, well, kind of, like, have to do, like, where he's at in his life, but, yeah, but it's just, like, very, like, it starts off very vulgar and then it gets to, like, very melodic stuff. Dude, I thought that was me, but it's your face.
Well, we have a similar face.
Yeah, we have a similar head, but yeah. Yeah, that's my one. That's my first pick. You got one?
I just thought of one right now. This artist is... I've been listening to this girl or this band for a while now. But I feel like... I don't know, they're kind of like underrated, especially in the indie... alternative world. I feel like there's been a really big boom with like lady and women artists in indie, and they're just like fucking killing it. And this artist is Yumi Zuma.
I've heard the name actually.
Yeah, it's like it's actually like really really good music. Their album Willow Bank is like front and back is like it's solid album, and there's like not many albums that I could say I thoroughly enjoyed from front to back. But that one's really good. I feel like you're really gonna like it, Josh, if you listen to it.
I will definitely listen to it. Yes, please.
But they recently did a remix of this song by Bayonne or something. It's really good. But Yumi Zuma. Excellent. They're from they're from the Netherlands or something, I think. Not sure.
Okay.
But excellent artists.
Okay, I have an old one. Well, it's like everyone does know about them, but I feel like it's more so with the older crowd.
Oh wait, in the
I'm gonna say Young motherfucking Holland Oates, bitch.
Daryl Hall
and John Oates.
And John Oates, that's a perfect recommendation.
But yeah, they're on the radio and stuff, for sure on the wave. But definitely a good pick. They got a lot of fucking bangers, a lot of feel good music.
Yes.
Yeah, don't be so close minded with music. Who cares if they're old? If it bangs, it bangs.
Watch someone play. Like Daryl Hall, John Oates, and not vibe. You'd be like, this is what my dad would listen to, which it is.
But
it's fucking fire. Good. It's good.
Like, I saw them live. Did I tell you?
Yeah.
With your dad. Yeah, and then Mayor Hawthorne opened. But
wait, what?
Yeah, he opened for them.
That's so random.
Yeah.
Wait, what the fuck? That's so fucking random. Who didn't show up?
Mayor Hawthorne.
Okay. That's a good rec.
You have a second one?
You know, I'll do an old one too. So
okay.
Do an old one. Shit.
What do you think about?
Oh my God.
Between who?
No, I'm just because I love the 80s, especially. But I don't want to say generic.
Okay, just what should the people listen to that they don't listen to?
Okay, you know, honestly, this song is fucking amazing. I feel like it's so underrated, but West End Girls.
Oh.
By the Pet Shop Boys. Amazing. The way he sings in that makes me feel so cool.
Eastern born and Western girl. That one?
Yeah.
Western girl.
When he's all like, what is it? If, when, what, now, what, or something?
If,
like,
what, now,
yeah,
what,
he's like so cool. I'm like, wow, this is amazing. And the bass line of that song is amazing too. That's what gets me.
You know, honestly, I haven't heard that song until I played GTA. It's on the soundtrack.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Shit.
Like when you're driving in the car, it's on one of the radio stations.
I bet it's...
I fucking love GTA. Shit, you guys play, add me. I'm on Xbox.
Last time I played GTA, I punched someone in the face on the street.
You have to.
I know, but I didn't know what I was doing. Oh, and then I drove to a shop to change my clothes, like to buy new clothes. And then I left. I got at the car that I stole.
Uh-huh.
And I kissed this chick on the sidewalk. And then she slapped me in the face. And that's all I remember. But I don't remember which GTA it was, like a long time ago.
That one sounds like an old one. Is it the one where you're CJ? The black guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the best one. For sure.
Yeah. Oh my God, I didn't know
that's
that.
Me. The third pick. Damn, I was not thinking. let's go random.
Wild card.
Damn, I can't even think. Huh. People need to listen to... Should I go with another old one?
How about, like, a recent one? Like, up and coming.
Wait, I need to look at the name, actually. For,
Charlie Puth.
No, I don't know who that is. Okay, I got a Filipino pick since we're talking about Phil Lambs today and 143.
Oh.
Devin Morrison. A lot of his songs sound like 90s R&B. Do you know who that is?
No.
Okay. Yeah, you should listen to it. It's like, I listen to one song a lot, and then I just decided to put the whole album on my library. But yeah, it sounds like a lot of Filipino stuff.
Lit.
But it was fun, though. I felt like a kid again, nostalgia. And yeah, all that shit we talked about.
Last artist for me. Who do I want to talk about?
What do the people need? What's
the
something that was like, whoa?
Like, whoa?
Like, what got you shaked?
Why am I blanking out on, like, everyone I listen to?
That's how I felt just a second ago.
The people need...
It's only you where I can just, like, look at you and then just fucking laugh. What do they need? Are you stalling?
No, like, oh. I fucking can't. I can't think of a third recommendation. Give me a genre.
What's the last song that, like, left you, like, feeling like, what the fuck was this? Like, the good way, though. Like, oh, shit.
Dude, I haven't had a lot of those lately.
You don't know the last one?
Dude, I can't.
We can edit all of this out. It's fine.
Hip-hop.
It don't have to be hip-hop. Okay, what's the last thing you added in your library?
Oh. Carrie Fox.
Underwood? Oh.
No. Carrie Fox. She is amazing. I don't know if I'm saying her name right, but she sings some really good shit. And then this song is Gotta Know. It's my favorite song. And Blood Orange actually introduced me to Carrie Fox. So I think it's worth listening to.
Honorable mention is Blood Orange. They're a little popping right now, but definitely some people should listen.
I fucking love Devontae Hines, aka Blood Orange, is a god. Amazing.
I what song did I cry to? I think it was not You're Not Good Enough, or what is it? Are You Not Enough, whatever.
Yeah.
But Chosen. You know Chosen?
Chosen, yes.
Yeah, that one makes me cry.
Wait, real. What the fuck? You know the song Chosen?
Yes.
That song is slept on. I feel like nobody really listens
to it. Well, I cried to it, but I wish I slept.
Yeah, Chosen is a good song.
Sounds great. Okay. I have a list of questions we can end this on.
Where is it? Rapid fire questions.
It's not a lot. This is just it for now, but I'm going to add more as the days go on. It's only like 5 questions.
Got it.
All right. So, do you say caramel or caramel?
Caramel.
Okay. You like Wingstop or Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wingstop. Fuck.
Okay. Bone in or bone out?
Bone in. I don't eat fucking chicken nuggets. Come on. What the hell?
All right. Denny's or IHOP?
IHOP. Sorry.
No, your answers Denny's. Are your answers. All right. Wow. And you're Denise. You didn't even pick.
Yeah, dude. It's IHOP. Okay.
Pineapple on pizza, yes or no?
No.
Why?
If you tell me you like pineapple on pizza, that shit is disgusting. Like, why not put mango on pizza?
That sounds fire.
That's disgusting. Like, ew.
Wow, I think we just discovered something.
That's disgusting. Okay, like, who decided to do that shit? And, like, why is it called Hawaiian pizza? Because it has pineapples on it?
I couldn't tell you. Man, I love Hawaii.
Do you even know anything about Hawaii, Josh?
I'm not Hawaiian enough, I'll tell you that.
Bye. Okay, off.
You have anything you want to plug? Anything you want to mention to the people?
Yes, I have a vinyl project.
Oh,
please,
what's
follow
that?
At thealt.rpm collective on Instagram.
Say it again for the people.
At thealt.rpm collective on Instagram.
And what is it?
Where I interview people and their favorite vinyls. Ooh. With different narratives.
Ooh.
Please follow my Instagram at @ddenisecastillo. Please follow my Twitter at @ddenisecastillo as well. Denise Castillo girl. Do not follow my Finsta at @younggemini.
What?
Follow Spotify, Denise Castillo.
Excuse me. Are you on Spotify?
I don't.
Oh, like your...
I'm not a creator, but like...
Your account, like your playlist.
My account,
stuff.
Yeah.
That's
it.
That's it. All right. Thank you guys for listening. You know the deal. Listen to this. Subscribe. Give me a 5-star rating or else I'll fucking kiss you. What else? You can follow my Instagram and Twitter at Joshua Reyes. If you're one of my coworkers listening to it, please don't, because I don't want you in my business. You can follow my Twitch at twitch.com/thoughtswithjosh. That's THOTZ with Josh. I'm going to wait for these people to pass. Bye. I feel like they probably heard me, but...
It's fine.
What else? Yeah, I feel like we could have talked about more. Ooh. Bye.
This bisexual.
Bisexual. Vagina. What else is there? Okay, let's just end in that. 420.